Good morning, everybody. It's Wednesday, January 8th. Welcome to the Inside Edge. And here's something you probably already know. The June primary election has been moved 1 week ahead this year. It was moved from June 3rd to June 10th, both Tuesdays, to avoid disenfranchising voters who observe the Jewish holiday of Shavuot. So what does 1 week mean? Well, it could have a significant impact on how primary campaigns are run. So look at the calendar. Jersey primaries are traditionally held on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in June. And since Memorial Day is the last Monday in May, there's a sort of pause button in primaries as New Jerseyans unplug for the holiday weekend. For campaigns, that means readjusting their paid media schedule. Why pay for TV when people aren't watching it? It forces the modification of direct mail plans. It's hard enough these days for candidates to reach voters without having a 3 or 4 day interruption in service. The biggest impact might be on canvassing. It's a hardship for campaigns to get volunteers on Memorial Day weekend. It's sort of a weekend on in May, then a weekend off, and then the weekend before the election, they're working again. By moving it to June 10th, the unintended consequences of the date change means that volunteers can be mobilized for 2 consecutive weeks before Election Day. I think Mayor Brian Stack would probably like that. And there's one other thing. In-person early voting in New Jersey exploded last fall. And there's only 3 early voting days for the primary. It's June 6th, 7th, and 8th. And if the primary hadn't been moved, early voting would have started on the Friday after Memorial Day. So the extra week makes it easier for campaigns to increase voter turnout. And that might be a good thing. The governor's race is quickly becoming, I think it's the year of new things. It's no lines, it's no newspapers, it's the proliferation of super PACs, it's a crowded gubernatorial primary field. And now, a late election day. And you have to seriously consider this as a possibility. People might like the second Tuesday primary enough to consider making it permanent. We'll see. Anyway, that's all I have for this morning. I'll be back tomorrow, and thanks for listening.